Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a beautiful day in Florida. A little chilly, but, you know, we're not the Northeast, so we're not buried under inches or feet of snow. And though Punk's Tony Phil says 6 more weeks in Florida, we say, okay. Okay, fine. Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. She joins us by phone after we have city council meetings, typically on Monday evenings. Samantha, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good to have you. So one of the things that, I feel like it's a formality, but I just want to make sure, Alex Andrade, Robert Bender, Grover Robinson, and you, and Doug Broxson, everybody's still on board, FDOT, March 31st, bridge is going to open, no hiccups yet to report, right?
We are all quoting Skanska and FDOT as saying the end of March.
Okay, all right, that's all I wanted to know.
Important that you not quote the city manager of Gulf Breeze as being the authority on when the bridge is going to open, Andrew.
I've tried to be clear every time that you all are confident that FDOT is confident that the bridge will be reopened.
That's exactly right.
That's the way to say
perfect.
It.
Fair enough.
At the other end of Gulf Breeze, you have this interchange with 399 and Highway 98 at the site of what used to be the Sailfish sign. I'll just put it that way. That's not your baby. It's not your fault. I understand. But you guys have been talking about the redesign for that intersection, what had at one point been a roundabout concept. And you guys talked about this last night, and that got that seemed to get nowhere with the council. But where are you at now?
So we actually revisited those conversations, and the way that this all got started was in communications with FDOT. We knew that they were about to embark on their own study of the current functionality of that pinch point through Gulf Breeze. And, it's definitely an older, design that's a bit of a land hog. That concerns us in Gulf Breeze as it relates to the ability for VIX, which was formerly App River, and Andrews Institute, to long-term have expansion plans. And so we knew this day, would come where FDOT would be looking at, a future design. And they really encouraged, Gulf Breeze, let's go on two parallel tracks where you study, the area, come up with your own concepts of what your priorities are. And independently, we'll analyze it and we'll come to the table. And we talked about that last night. I think it's a good approach for FDOT to take. I think we saw in Navarre where FDOT spent, several years and a lot of resources to develop a concept and put it forth into the community, and it was not well received.
Right.
So I think we're definitely trying to take a different approach here. 5 months ago, Andrew, the concept with the traffic analysis was first presented to council, and you actually talked about it on your show after watching the video. And I thought it was interesting when you reached out to me, you and I had, just the same reaction. It unfortunately, when you're a technical individual, it doesn't always translate into being an effective communicator.
Let me say what you can't say diplomatically, okay? And I won't claim to put words in your mouth, but the presenter of the plan was not the right person to present this plan. Wound up being very condescending and dismissive to the council in something he was trying to persuade them of the sensibility of. He may have been right, but the presentation totally backfired and caused problems rather than facilitating a transition. So now, flash forward 5 months, what do we have now?
Well, very soon after that meeting, we had individual meetings with our consultant engineer who had subbed to that other engineering firm. And the reason why they had subbed part of the analysis is because the other firm was also doing traffic analysis on the beach. And so you want to make sure you're looking at the bigger picture of how all plans kind of fold in together. But we sat with our primary consultant engineer in order to make sure that the council's technical questions were being answered, because they did ask tough questions. And they're doing that because those are the questions that Escambia is going to be asking, Santa Rosa. I mean, we are the front door to the beach. And so it affects all of us what those future plans are. And those conversations were very productive. So You know, of course, 2020 hit, and, you know, just so much got tabled as we all focused on crisis management. And so what you see is as soon as, you know, 2021 is upon us, we circle back to the table. FDOT is continuing to give us progress reports, you know, of their efforts. And so last night was a recap with our consultant engineer, with McKim and Creed, talking to the council about the best concept given the three criteria that the city of Gulf Breeze put forward in our request for proposals. And those three criteria are, number one, the efficacy of the traffic, number two, the multi-mobility, and number three, the most efficient use of the land space.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have a triple-decker, you know, spaghetti junction, and it would most certainly, most efficiently move vehicles through that intersection. But again, what we're looking at along with the efficacy is also the multi-mobility connection and the most efficient use of that land space. And so when you put all that together, you do arrive back at a roundabout. Roundabouts are not all the same. And so the council ended up approving two different concepts, but their priorities were still the same. And that is what gave us what we need to sit down with FDOT and say, here is what our city is most concerned about. And I'll tell you, that translates into exactly what we're hearing from Escambia commissioners as well. They want to make sure that if you're on a bike or if you're a runner and you're coming across that beautiful new Pensacola Bay Bridge that we all envision, that it is a seamless connectivity past National Seashore and into Navarre. And that's important, of course. Along with this plan, the city of Gulf Breeze is also looking at the overpasses across 98.
Yep.
And if we can keep that local traffic being able to get to where it needs without bumping into the beach traffic, I think that that is about as much as we can hope for.
And just a super quick, I know this must be what you mean, but I just want to make sure to clarify for the listener. The two roundabouts, in either case, I assume we're still talking about a 98 east-west flyover with an underneath roundabout of some kind, generally speaking. Is that roughly right?
That is exactly right.
Okay.
So when we're talking about, you know, there for our local traffic to be able to move unimpeded, that flyover is essential.
It's
very similar to what you see on the Pensacola side as well.
Yeah, we're getting to a situation where it's going to be two roundabouts to get from Pensacola to Navarre, and three if you're going out to the beach. I mean, that one's definitely on hold at the moment. But it's interesting, and, you know, I know nobody likes them, but they work. And given that we're trying to redesign communities that were originally designed with cars, not bikes and pedestrians, and bifurcated communities in mind, these are the ways that you do that. Sam, very interesting stuff. I look forward to the schematics and the possibilities as well. Sam Abel, she's a city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Sure. All right. Thank you, Andrew.